Good morning. My name is John Mark Nielsen, Executive Director at the Danish Immigrant Museum. September marks an exciting month in Denmark, as on September 15th, the Prime Minister, Lars Løkke Rasmussen, has called for parliamentary elections. Elections which have not been held in Denmark for some years. In fact, the last transition in the government occurred in 2009, when then Prime Minister Anders Fogh Rasmussen resigned to take up the position of General Secretary for NATO, and he was succeeded by Lars Løkke Rasmussen, and the center-right coalition continued to govern. Danish government is very different from an American government. I guess about the only thing that you can say is similar is that there is a red block and a blue block, just as we speak of red states and blacks and blue states. But even in that sense, Denmark is different, because the red bloc are the liberal parties and the blue bloc are the conservatives, whereas, of course, here in the United States, it's the opposite way around. So, again, the differences between Denmark and the United States are great. The anticipation is that there will be a major change at this election, as the red bloc, or liberal parties, led by the Social Democrats, are, at least in polls leading up to the election, favored to take power over the blue bloc or the conservatives. This would mean that Helle Thorning-Schmidt would become the first woman to be Prime Minister of Denmark, something which, of course, has been seen in several of the other Scandinavian countries. Iceland and Norway come to mind. Danish politics is based on a multi-party structure, not, of course, the two-party system that we have here in the United States. And these parties then are represented in parliament based upon the number of votes they get in the various precincts. This leads to a very maybe confusing situation, because it has, since 1909, there has been no single party that has dominated or held a majority in the parliament. Rather, the government has to be made up of a coalition of parties, and this leads to a dramatic and dynamic political conversation. The parliament, or Folketinget, is a one-house body, a unicameral, not unlike the unicameral system in the state of Nebraska, the only state in the United States that has a unicameral. Most of the American states, all the American states aside from Nebraska, have a two-house party. And this is true of the Danish system as well. There used to be a Landsting and a Folketing, but in the constitution passed in the early 1950s, Denmark moved to a unicameral system. The anticipated win by the red bloc would bring to power a number of parties that are associated with the liberals. However, one has to realize that these are a coalition of parties. Some 13 parties make up or are represented in the Danish Folketing. In addition, there are two independent groups that also have won seats. So, as you can imagine, the Danish political environment is much different from the local level right on to the national level than what we find here in the United States. My own sense, having lived in both countries, is that the Danish system works well, as there are a variety of positions discussed and represented even within the majority coalition, just as within the minority coalition there are dramatic differences. So as we look to September 15th, we will see, I suspect, some changes in the Danish political landscape, And we will await that with great interest. Thank you.